Welcome to Time with Abba Depression, our daily devotion podcast. Today is June 21st, Sunday, Father's Day, 2020, day 173. Today's topic, as close as to your mentor as possible. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 136, verses 10 to 22, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 25, Acts chapter 13, verses 42 to chapter 14, verse 7. Proverbs 17, verses 19 to 21. Today's main passage, 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 4 to 15. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied. "So be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his crook, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit." Elijah replied, "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's crook that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the crook that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho, who were watching said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is as close as to your mentor as possible. Wow, I'm so moved when I read the passage. Yes, yeah. Today's Second Kings passage helps us to understand how important it is of the relationship with a mentor and his disciple, and the immense blessing of having an anointed mentor. As Elisha asked his mentor Elijah, "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." Today is Father's Day. I give thanks to the Lord for giving me very good spiritual fathers, Archdeacon Zhang Kok-wai, Bishop Thomas Su, Reverend Dr. Joseph Ignatius Hunt, Reverend Dr. John Stock, Dr. Philemon Choi, Dr. S.K. Lee, Archbishop Peng Chung Yong, Professor Reverend Dr. Eddie Gibbs, Professor Reverend Dr. Gil Stiglitz, Professor Reverend Dr. Terry Walling. Without a close relationship with them many years ago, to learn what Christ-likeness is, I would be another person. Praise the Lord for how they nurture me of who I am today. I hope that you can give thanks to the Lord for your spiritual fathers today. If possible, send them a message to express your gratitude to them. And I hope and pray that you can be a Elisha as a good mentor and spiritual father to nurture more Christ-like disciples for Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us good mentors and spiritual fathers, Lord Jesus. Help us to be close to them, to learn from them, to be a good mentor and spiritual father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be as close to your mentor and spiritual father that you can also become a good mentor and spiritual father? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.